Let me start off by saying a couple of weeks ago, yes, it was me who stood here with a straight face saying the formulas for calculating both the mean and the variance, either whether on a population or a sample, is given like this. I did say this, and I still stand by my word. But then, however, there's a case where sometimes, I think by now you might have realized that there's different ways of calculating probabilities, or rather the topic of probabilities is so diverse such that it seems like there's each and every chapter that shows how to calculate some sort of a probability, of which at a given point, sometimes the question may come like this. So this is how you can be asked how to calculate probabilities also, which now challenges the formula for the mean, because now I want to speak about something else. I want to add from the information that we have here. So while we calculate the mean like this and the variance like this, another name for average under statistics is called expected value. Welcome to today's topic. We're going to be solving this question. So while I assure you that the formulas for both the sample and the variance, whether should it be given that it's a population or a sample, it's given like this, right? Now that I'm introducing a new word called the expected value. The expected value is still the very same meaning like an average, but then when coming to an expected value, we're looking at formulas like this. So with expected value, we're not looking at the sample at all. We're focusing on only the population. So these are the formulas for the expected value. So to calculate the average or the mean in the form of expected value, this is how the formula looks like. And then that's how you get the variance. But then welcome to this video. Like I said, we are here to break this down. Otherwise, we do simplify things for everyone anyway. So let's get down. So before we break the question down, let me start off by welcoming you to Simplified RSA, the guys who makes it looks easy, your number one learning channel. I'm Mr. Maimane, and we're gonna be breaking this one together. Feel free to send us a DM, send us an email, send us that WhatsApp. Here's the contacts here. If you have any question, for now, we are accepting mathematics, physics, economics, and accounting. Mathematics, physics, economics, and accounting. You can send us any message from here. We're going to reply and assist whenever you have problems here and there. Yeah, so let's go. So the question reads, the manager of a large computer network has developed the following probability distribution of the number of interruptions per day. We have a table there. It shows the interruptions for their network. So they want us to show which of the following statement is correct. So we have statement number one there. So they want to know if the expected value is equals to 1.58. And then they want to know the probability between that. And then we're going to work it out together. Yeah, but that's what the question is. Without wasting time, let's dive into it. So here is our question as given. And then here is the table summarized, right? For me and you to understand. We know this value, we know this value, we don't know this value, we know this value, we know this value. But then the interruptions are 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. Before we answer any question, I suggest we simplify our table first. By simplifying our table first, it means we must find out what is the value of this value here. We must find out the question mark. Somehow, there's a rule that says the sum of probabilities must always be equals to 1. So if you add all the total probabilities must be equals to 1. So somehow we know that if we add this, and that, we must get a total of 1 somehow. So that's how we know we can solve what is the question mark there. So here we have 1.0 plus 0.2 plus question mark plus 0.15 plus 0.05 is equals to 1. Question mark is a plus. If I add all those things here, I will have 0.1 plus 0.2 plus 0.15 plus 0.015 plus 0.05. This is going to give me 0.5. Is equals to 1. Meaning, my question mark is going to be 1 minus 0.5. Therefore, my question mark is going to be 0.5. So the value that I'm missing there is equals to 0.5. How did I get it? Because I know that the sum of all probabilities must give me 1. So I will fix that there to be 0.5. So now my table is complete. I have to determine which one is correct, which one is incorrect from the given question. So number one, they want to know if the expected value, they want to know if the expected value is 1.58, right? They want to know if this is true or not. So for me to know if the expected value is indeed 1.58, I have to literally calculate it. And I know that to model the formula from here, the formula for the expected value is going to be x, the interruption, multiplied by the probabilities. So it's the sum of x multiplied by, it's the sum of x multiplied by px, like that. So the sum of that, what this formula mean? It means I'm going to say 0 times 0.10 plus 1 times 0.2 plus 2 times like that up until the end. That's what the expected value is. So here I have 0 times 0.10 for the first one, plus 1 times 0.20 for the second one, plus 2 times 0.5 for the third one, plus 3 times 0.15 for the third one, plus, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and the last one, 4 times 0.05. So that's what I have. And then when I simplify that, if it matches that value, and then I know the first one is correct or incorrect. Let's quickly get what value do we get if we punch this in a calculator. So when I simplify this, I get 1.85, meaning this is incorrect. This is the actual expected value, 1.85. So the second one, they're saying the probability between 0 and 3 is 0.95. The probability between 0 and 3 on this table is 0.95. So to get the probability between 0 and 3, you can see there's an equal sign underneath the greater than sign. So meaning we include both 0 and 3. So we're just going to add the probability for 0, the probability for 1, the probability for 2, and the probability of 3, because this between 0 and 3, while 3 is included and while 0 is included. So this is how I'm going to put it. The probability between 0 and 3 is equals to the probability of x equals to 0 plus the probability of x equals to 1 plus the probability of x equals to 2 up until the probability of x equals to 3. This is what this means according to what we have here. So the probability between 0 and 3, because the equal sign means I include 0 and 3. If there was no equal sign underneath the greater and less than sign, then I was just going to take what is in between like that. Probably it's going to happen on the next question. So for now, this means that I add P of x0, x1, x2 to x3 while I include the 0 and the 3. Adding that is going to give me it's 0.1 here, 0.1 because the probability of 0 is 0.1 plus the probability of x being 1, the probability of x being 1 is 0.2 and so forth. The probability of x being 2 is 0.5 plus the probability of x being 0, the probability of x being 3 is 0.15. And then you add that, when you add that, you will have You will have 0.95, which is correct. So now we found our correct answer. Our correct answer is going to be option 2. But then for the fun of it, let's just proceed with number 2 and I mean with number 3 and number 4 just to see what would have been the correct probabilities according to the table. So they were saying the probability for X to be greater or equals to 2 should be 0.90. Let's prove that. The probability of X being greater or equals to 2 is going to be, we count the probability from 2. We include 2 as well because there's an equal sign underneath. So we're going to count the probability of X equals to 2 plus the probability of X equals to 3 plus the probability of X equals to 4 because it's greater than 2 going forward like that. So this is going to be the probability for 2 is 0.5. This is going to be 0.5 plus the probability for 3 is 0.15. This is going to be 0.15 plus the probability for 4 is 0.05. Therefore, here we'll have something like, let me see, 0.5 plus 0.15 plus 0.05. This gives me 0.7. So it's 0.70, not 0.9, which makes this to be incorrect. And then the next one, again. So here, on the next one, they're saying the probability between 4 and 1, while 4 and 1 not included because there's no equal sign underneath, is equals to 0.85. So to break down this one, because 4 and 1, they're not included, we don't include them as well. We just take anything in between. We just take anything in between 1 and 4, but we don't include 1 and 4 because there's no equal sign in between. So we're just going to add the values in between, which is the probability for 2 and the probability for 3. So between 4 and 1, it's 2 and 3 because we don't include the 1 and the 4. I repeat for the last time. So this is going to be the probability of X is equals to 2 plus the probability of X is equals to 3 only because 1 and 4 are not included. Therefore, this is going to be 0.5 plus 0.15. Therefore, 0.5 plus 0.15 will give us 0.65. I believe somehow that, the thing is, this is not equals to that. But the trick was somehow they could have added this and that, this and this and this and this to get 0.85. So you could be confused to think when the equal sign is not included like that. But otherwise, the probability between 1 and 4, when 1 and 4 are not included, we only add probability of 2 and probability of 3, which is that. So also for number 5, whereby they want us to calculate the variance, is going to be an incorrect answer anyway, because we already found our correct one according to the question. The reason why I'm not doing number 5 is I want to do a separate demonstration for the variance under expected value on a separate video, because the formula is like a bit longer. For now, I will stop from here. I am Mr. Maimane. This is Simplified RSA, the guys who makes it looks easy, your number one learning channel. Please don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on X. Follow us on Instagram as well as on TikTok. You can also access our learning channel on Spotify. Just go to your Spotify app and search for learning channel. Or alternatively, you can just search for Simplified_RSA. And you can also feel free to send us any question you may have academically under mathematics, physics, accounting, and economics. Here is the contact here. You can choose if you want to email us. You can send a WhatsApp. We'll be here to assist. We're going to send you a link and then assist you like that. Other than that,